Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to the original preparedness and broadcast classroom. Anything else is imitation. And it's getting more expensive to cock and lock. Yesterday we reported that I was able to buy 22 long rifle cartridges, 50 of them in a box, $2.15 on sale, minus my 5% senior citizens discount, $2.04, and now we're looking at over six times that cost for the same exact make and model, 40 grain lead, round nose, 22 long rifle cartridge by Aguila, which I think it's Mexican, and I think it is a top quality brand. I really do. I really like them. You squeeze the trigger and they go bang. And unlike Remington, 22 long rifle cartridges, which most of the time go bang, sometimes go click. Gwyneth is with us, Jason's Engineering. Thank you, Jason. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am conflicted. I really am conflicted. I have a dilemma. And I'm not exactly sure what to do about it. Actually, I'm pretty sure what to do about it, but it's just a real uncomfortable thing. And I'm talking about friendships. And, you know, class, I'm a privacy advocate. I think, you know, back to when I was growing up, my mom would say, you know, let's say I was 5 years old or 4 years old or 3 years old, and I happened to be in a room where there were some adults talking. You know, naturally, a young person would want to walk up and be part of that conversation. My mother would say, look, you don't do that. You don't go over there and listen in. That's not what, you know, children are to be seen and not heard. And you're invading their privacy when you go over there. So don't do it. You know, why don't you go sit on the sofa or sit in a chair and, you know, do something, you know, that children of that age do. And I was taught that there are people called peeping toms. And a peeping tom is someone who looks in the bathroom window of someone else. You know, a peeping tom is someone who puts his just the top of his head over a stockade fence and watches girls in bikinis swimming in their own private swimming pool in their own backyard. Peeping toms are people who invade other people's privacy. And so we've got people who have electronic devices in their houses that are always, 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 let me say it a different way, always listening. And they transmit to the cloud words that, or sounds that they hear. We'll call them sounds, but they're, you know, words. The cloud deciphers what that means. And then the cloud responds. So with cloud computing. And these devices are made by Microsoft and Google and and Amazon, and people have them in their houses, and they use them for various things, like you know, turn on the light, make the light brighter, lock the door, make the temperature colder, you know, the thermostat, you know, things like that. And that's all fine and good if that's what they want. But I have a problem with a neighbor. I don't have, you know, not my neighbor, but I have a problem with somebody's neighbor, and I'm not speaking of anybody specific, who installs a doorbell with a camera that would be aimed at my house. I would have a problem with that. And would that neighbor say, hey, look, Vinny, I just want you all to know that, you know, if your children come out in their bathing suits or they come out in their bathrobes and go get the mail at the mailbox, my doorbell is aimed at your mailbox, which is also aimed at your front door. And by the way, you ought to tell, you know, people when they're getting undressed or dressed in the morning to close the curtains, because we can see in the windows, and so can the doorbell with the camera. And all that is going up into the cloud, because and to the police department, because the police is part of the feed from the doorbell through the Wi-Fi of my home to the internet to the police department and anybody else who happens to be tuned in. And when you call me, I've got Alexa running, and Alexa's listening to everything, on 24/7. And when Alexa thinks it hears something, it sends it off to the cloud for processing. And then Amazon has a team of people it's hired to listen in to, also, you know, over 1,000 people. And so what you say when you call me from your house to my house, there's a third party, or way more than that, or the whole worldwide could be listening in. But people don't tell you that. People don't say, hey, Vinny, I've got Alexa running, and I got a doorbell aimed at your house. They don't say things like that. Now, fortunately for Vinny, we don't have any neighbors that can see us, and we don't have any neighbors that we can see. The nearest neighbor is easily a mile away. So, and that's through the woods. So we don't have that concern. But how many, let me ask you this. How many people do you know that have these silly things? And when you call them, where are they? Where are the people when you call them at their home? I submit to you that most of the time, they're in the kitchen, because the kitchen is the epicenter of activity of the home. People have televisions in their home. They even have smartphones in their, smart TVs in their home, and smartphones, and all these wonderful smart devices. You can substitute the word smart for a word that has fewer letters, still begins with the letter S, and that would be spy. And who said that first? Captain John Reagan, years ago. So the problem that I have is that when I call someone, anybody, I don't know if they have one of these listening devices that is listening and or recording and or sending that information to the internet through Wi-Fi, to the cloud, to who knows where. And those people that I call, never has one said, hello, oh, hey, Vinny, it's you, good. Listen, hold on. I've got Alexa, or I've got one of these virtual assistants running. Let me go shut it off before we have our conversation. Has never happened. Now, going back to what my mother...
Are you there? I can't hear you. I've lost audio here.
That they can pick up sounds from a...
Okay. Would you like me to call back? Or would you like to call me back? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm fine. So you want me to start talking then? Okay, all right. Hello. Apparently Vincent has dropped out, but I think I get the gist of what he was saying in that these digital assistants are a real liability. They, from what I've heard, I don't have one, and I wouldn't ever have one in the home because they are a liability. They are a spy device that is hooked up to everything that you say. And from what I've heard, you can't switch them off. It's absolutely disgusting. And if you don't think that the police department is listening to what's going on through these Google Home Assistant, Alexis, Ring doorbells, and so on and so forth, you should see the number of calls that go out and that are recorded on the internet of people who have been, for instance, the chicks have been rough housing.
Yeah, let's go with the internet.
I've had children. Hello.
I'm back. You know,
another response that people have had children and they've been roughhousing, Vincent. And the Google Home Assistant has thought that there's been a serious fight and has called the police. Does that make sense?
Oh, it absolutely does. And you know, we have a couple German Shepherd puppies, and I say, like if we're in the house, I'll say, hey, you want to go in the barn? And you get all excited. It's like, yeah, we're going to go in the barn because there's equipment in the barn. They can play hide and seek and tag, and they race around the vehicles. And, you know, they love going into the barn with me. So I go in the barn, and then sometimes they get kind of rough with each other. And I'll go, hey, no roughhousing. And so, yeah. So I know exactly what you're talking about. But this, by the way, I got knocked off the air. And, boy, what a perfect time. What a perfect time to knock me off, because I was attacking, if you will, the one of the best invasions of privacy mechanisms in the world, sans the cell phone. Now, other than the cell phone, it would be a great one because it's listening into at your home, in your kitchen, and some people have them at work. So I object to this, and I've got to make a decision as to who I'm going to communicate with and who I'm not going to communicate with. That means make calls to and accept calls from. So Gwyneth, let me ask you right here, right now. Do you have a Google Assistant or one of those virtual assistants?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so we can continue talking on the phone, you know, off the air as well as broadcasting. Okay, I just wanted to, and I'm asking instructors. I'm asking instructors, do you all have one of these? And that will aid in my decision as to who I'm going to talk to and who I'm not going to.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I know a gal who works at a medical office that I used to go to, and she's really proud of her assistant, virtual assistant. And so I wouldn't call her. I have some friends that have them. Yeah, and I think I won't be calling them. And these darn things have taken over. And what can you do with them? Well, you can tell them what to do, and you know they can electronically do things for you. But they can, you know, okay, so you have this wireless device. What would that be? A light bulb, maybe. A door lock, maybe. But it's dependent on the Wi-Fi, which is dependent on the Internet, and the Internet goes down, and now what are you going to do? So you can have some cameras in your security system that are microwave enabled. They communicate with microwaves throughout your house, and they can move your cameras around and tilt, pan, zoom your security system. You can watch that from your phone, you know, see if anybody's at your door while, you know, while you're traveling, etc., or at work. You can get alerts and alarms. I mean, there's some things that probably pretty handy to have, but it's going to be wireless, and it's going to be connected to the Internet, and I don't know who's on the Internet, so I'm not doing it. Now, does that mean you can't have a security system? Of course it does not. You can have a security system, believe it or not. they make cameras, and I have a bunch of them, that are wired. That means twisted pair or coaxial cable. And so your security system with multiple cameras can be wired. And you can have a monitor and kind of watch what those cameras are watching and literally record for a long time what the cameras see. You can change the resolution so you can have a really good resolution and a shorter record time, or lower resolution and a longer record time. But the point is, these electronic devices that people have are capturing our movements, and they're sending them off to the internet. That's how the police are able to catch people so quickly. So I am in the resistance mode. I do not have a cell phone. I do not travel with a cell phone. I do not travel with a tracking device. I have old vehicles that do not have OnStar, those kinds of things. And I found out that an old Mercedes that I had, 2000 model E430, so it's a little V8 Mercedes midsize executive class, bought it used for $3,000. Mercedes knew where I was when the transmission control computer got wet when passengers spilled a cup of coffee down my center console, down the gear shift lever, and right at the bottom of that is the transmission control computer, and I was stuck in Illinois at a convention. And so he had a phone, and I called Mercedes, and I said, I'm kind of stuck, and I said, what's your VIN, vehicle identification number? And I gave it to him, and I said, okay, you're at the intersection of Corvette Lane and something else. I told him I didn't know exactly where I was, and they said, well, we do know where you are. Now, I did not subscribe to Mercedes roadside assistance, the $19.95 a month. I didn't subscribe to that, but they knew where my car was. And I bought it used from a private guy who bought it used from somebody else. If you don't think they know, I think you're sadly mistaken. They're watching our every move. And I object to it, just like I object to those peeping toms looking over the privacy fence at the teenagers in bikinis swimming in their own private swimming pool in their backyard. And I got to tell you, if I had daughters swimming in a swimming pool that, like the neighbors that we had when I lived on the East Coast growing up, and they had a private swimming pool in their backyard with a stockade fence around it, pretty young girls swimming in their bikinis. And if some peeping Tom, if that were my house and some peeping Tom were looking over the fence with his ladder, me and Lucille, we'd go have a chat with him. Yeah. Privacy is important to me. We'll be right back.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California voters have spoken and rejected the Governor Gavin Newsom recall. Roughly two-thirds of the Golden State voters decided to keep the Democrat in power.
We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans. Economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values where California's made so much progress. All of those things were on the ballot this evening. And so I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bob Woodward has a new book that claims Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley took action after January 6 to limit then-President Trump's power over the military and contacted his Chinese counterpart, undermining 45. A claim disputed by President Trump on Newsmax.
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. And I would think, I've had so many calls today saying, that's treason, number one. Number two, it's totally ridiculous. I never thought of it. You were there. You knew what was happening in the White House. You had plenty of friends. You never heard the word China mentioned in a thing like this. You heard a lot of anger about China on trade, and we made a great trade deal. You heard a lot of anger in China with the China virus. But for him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. The worst, the dumbest thing that anybody's seen, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country, where they killed our soldiers. We left with embarrassment on our face. We left Americans behind. And we left $85 billion worth of the best equipment in the world.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, with all the help that he needs, I'm pretty darn sure that the Secret Service won't let Joe have an Alexa in the conference room, in his bedroom, in the kitchen, or in the Oval Office. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I just want to know what these people are thinking who have these devices. Because, I mean, don't they think that when it's in their bedroom, that it might be listening when they and their spouses are having intimate conversations? That these companies, like, as you say, like Amazon, Alexa, and Google, they have people listening in to these sorts of intimate conversations that people are having in their bedrooms with their spouses. Do you really want that to be listened into? It's just mind-blowing.
Gwyneth?
Absolutely mind-blowing. And as soon as this technology came out, I took one look at it and said, you've got to be kidding me. I'm never getting one. And I absolutely meant it. I know too much about history. What did we have just on the bottom of the hour news then? You know, Bob Woodward. Case in point. Does anyone even remember who Bob Woodward is? You know, the guy who spied on the White House? Nobody remembers that, do they? There's a movie out there, it's called All the President's Men, and it's about Bob Woodward and his mate called Bernstein, and they spied on the White House and brought down a president. You know, right or wrong, that's what they did.
And that happened to be President Richard Milhouse Nixon. And so here's an interesting little tidbit, anecdote. Years ago, I was at the feed store, you know, the farmer's supply in our little hamlet here in Missouri. It's where the farmers hang out and they buy their feed and their fencing and their plumbing parts and their gate parts and their cattle panels, and they buy fertilizer and etc. It's the farmer's hangout, and it's the only store in our whole hamlet. There's only one store, which is the farmer's supply cooperative, and the post office. That's it. That's downtown. No kidding. And so I was in line to be waited on, and there was this woman who had her cell phone with her. And I said, you know, that thing can be turned on remotely. And people can listen into your conversations and, you know, and it won't even light up. She said, oh, I don't care. I ain't doing nothing. You know, and if they want to listen in, go ahead. That's okay. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. She said, I ain't doing nothing wrong, so if they want to listen, go ahead. That's as dumb as it gets. Because she doesn't understand that her privacy is being invaded with something that she was paying $40 a month plus to have. And frankly, I've got to tell you, my life has been just fine without a cell phone. I get on the tractor without it. I go to town to pick something up when we go to pick something up at the farmers cooperative, we call on a landline and say, can we buy, you know, 10 sacks of chicken feed, for example? And can you leave it out and we'll pick it up after hours? They've got a spot where they leave supplies that people buy. We have an account with them, so we can call them up and say, okay, just put it on our account. And they do that. We pay them, so they keep leaving it out for us. And so we pick it up with gloves and et cetera, throw it in the back of the truck, put it in the sun, let it disinfect, you know, so we don't get the China genocide. And I do all this without a cell phone. All this without a cell phone. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine going all the way to Springfield, Missouri, maybe 100 to 120 mile round trip, going to Menards and picking up my order in the back where they just load it in the back of my truck? I have a mask on and I have some gloves on and I'm protected, and I hand them through the window my receipt. They know what I've ordered. They tell me, just wait there, and they bring a forklift, and they just leave it in my back of my pickup truck, and off I go. I strap it down, and I leave. And I can do all that without a cell phone. Now, how do I know? Now, they say they've got a sign at Menards. You know, you go around back, and they say, call this number. You know, park here and call this number. And well, the guy said, you didn't call. And I said, yeah, I know. I didn't call. I don't have a cell phone. So can you take care of this for me? And so he did. So I even used the system that requires a cell phone without having a cell phone. because I won't have one of those personal tracking devices that I have to pay for every month with taxes, all added on. And there's as many as 21 separate taxes on cell phone plans, depending on where you live. 21. Can you imagine that? Most don't have 21, but some places do. I don't have one. And I still am getting through life just fine. But it requires some planning. It requires planning and forethought. Now, if you want to be spontaneous in your life and not plan, then a cell phone is a great thing. Because you don't have to plan. You can go to the grocery store and you can say, what was I supposed to get? I don't know. Let me call home. So, what was I supposed to get? Oh, okay, good. Hold on. Let me go get that. That's in a different aisle. And then the person can drive, push that cart to a different aisle, get that can of Frosted Flakes, and say, okay, I got that. Now, what was the next thing I'm supposed to get? Oh, shoot, that's on the other side. So, hold on. Let me push the cart over there. Okay, I got that can of baked beans. Now, what was I supposed to get? Eggs? Oh. It's on the other side of the store. Hold on. That's what some people do. Believe it or else. I don't do that. I have a list. Or we order online and we have curbside pickup and let them open the tailgate of the truck. They put the bags tied up in the back of the truck and we park it in the sun and off we go. Right? That's how we do it. Gwyneth, any comments? You don't need a cell phone. That's what I'm saying. You don't need a cell phone.
Yeah.
At least I don't.
I do use a cell phone, but I'm very, very careful with how I use it. Mm-hmm. And, basically when I'm not immediately using it, it is in airplane mode. Mm-hmm. And we have very poor cell signal here on the farm anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk to you now. I'm talking to you now on a cell phone. But it's the one place on the whole block just about where we've got a line of sight to a cell tower. And that cell tower is 60 kilometers away, so something like 40 miles away. And we get, one or two bars. And so, it does the job, but like I say, ever since, and it doesn't come with me ever when I'm traveling, it lives at home, mm-hmm. and it generally either is, it is in airplane mode unless I'm using it, and, it's insanity how people could think that big things some benefit to them. Because I've got some stories, I would take, back in the day when I did carry my cell phone around with me, I would take my cell phone into town and I would get a bus, okay? And I had big problems with the blue team around here. They would, they would somehow know that I was there, and they would go backwards and forwards. They would, when I was in town, and, they would do U-turns, and they would come back, and they would follow me, and then they'd go around the block, and then they'd come around, and they'd follow me, and they'd stare at me, and I'd stare at them, and maybe when I was there, I'd go and sit at the bus stop and wait for a bus. And then I'd go into town, when I got into the bus stop that I was getting off at, which was at a bus station, so it was in the middle of town. But lo and behold, the whole, there'd be blue team members all through the railway station. And they'd be walking around. And I'd go, mate, this is just not a coincidence. And maybe it was nothing. Maybe it was just all a coincidence. But it was around about that time that I decided that I was absolutely not going to take my cell phone with me anymore. because I'm not kidding. They hate me. They really do. I'm talking about that they've sent, you know, three cop cars with six police around to my place in the past to give me a bad time, you know, and to, you know, to basically try and bully me into giving up my rights. This is it. And, you know, it stayed, but the cell phone stays at home. It stays in airplane mode for about 99% of the time unless I'm immediately using it. And, you know, I probably wouldn't even bother with it except that the pop service that we have around here, when we did have the pop service here, that means the plain old telephone service, it was unreliable, you know, because apparently the telephone exchange lived in a wooden shack out in the bush, and every time it rained, the roof leaked and spilled water on the computer equipment. And this unmanned telephone exchange is sitting in a wooden hut out in the middle of the bush somewhere. And it's just, you know, it's just amazing that, you know, nobody at Telstra seemed to be really very concerned with fixing up this telephone exchange. You know, so for that reason, and I have to stay connected somehow, and it just somehow seems that the cell service is a little bit, maybe a little bit more reliable than the landline, but do I trust it? Absolutely not. I don't trust it. It's just, it has the potential to be the most, well, it is. It doesn't just have the potential to be. It's the most invasive technology, aside from Alexa and Google Home Assistant and the Ring doorbells and the whole lot of it. It's just
When we come back, I'm going to tell you about another one.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When are today's hot? Why are you got your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and I don't think you've ever heard what we're going to talk about, so we may get knocked off the air again, as we did previously today. Gwyneth, I'd like to ask you one question before we begin. I want to establish whether or not we have talked about this before. Have you and I ever talked about A-N-O-M? A-N-O-M. Anom. Have we ever heard talked about that before? I don't believe so.
What's that tracking app that the voice set up for the criminals in Australia?
Mm-hmm. But we've never talked about that, right?
I think we might have mentioned it once. But I would love to discuss it. Because okay. it fits right in with, the topic at hand, basically. Because basically the Australian Federal Police, they got this brilliant idea to set up a chat system and to put, copies of this chat system out there on the dark web and basically suggest to all the people doing their business in the underworld in Australia that this might be a really good idea to start using this chat system. And they did. And they got, I think they might have gotten one or two or three industry insiders, that you might call them, to start using it and then tell all their friends that, hey, this is where you can reach us now. So if you could imagine something like Facebook Messenger for mafia dons, it would be what you would call Anom, except it was its own little platform. And it was, and all the while, you had the feds listening to every conversation that was going on. And they eventually ended up busting a lot of them and putting them into the cooler. So this happened all at the beginning of this year, and it all got overtaken, by all this lockdown stuff and all this. In fact, it was, I'm not sure if it was just before or just after all this lockdown stuff started to happen. I think it was during it, actually. It was. It was during all these lockdowns that you had here in Victoria. But it basically shut down trade and commerce in the Australian underworld, and I don't think that it's recovered. is people have got to be aware that you might think, oh, we don't care what a bunch of criminals are going to, you know, we think that it's a good thing that the police went out and got a bunch of criminals, you know, doing their trade and commerce. But you've got to be aware that, you know, that trading in things that might not be approved by the government, but that might not necessarily be bad things in their own right, you know? Like, for instance, I don't know, firearms, ammo, you know? I'm guessing that that might be some of the stuff. Now, Vincent could go down to his, you know, Walmart and buy ammo. That ain't the case here in Australia. You know, you want ammo, you've got to go to the black market. I'm not in the black market. I don't have anything to do with the black market. But what I do know is that Toll, which is the biggest freight company, that's hand in fist with the government, by the way, has just announced that they're not going to be doing legal ammunition shipments anymore. You know, and so it was just, we are getting set up for tyranny. And, you know, the main platform where all the people who used to do trades in black market goods was shut down earlier on in the year. So that's going to really cripple a lot of people's underworld businesses. And whether you care about the underworld or not, you know, it was maybe the one little glimmer of freedom that we had here in Victoria was the fact that the underworld community was actually pretty strong. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and let's go a little deeper into ANOM. So, class, this app, if you will, that ran on Android was installed on a phone, and you had to know somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody to get one of these things, and they cost about as much as $2,000 every 6 months for a subscription to use this end-to-end highly encrypted, allegedly highly secure communication system. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who built it. You won't believe it. And Gwyneth is absolutely right. The Australian Federal Police were involved in this. But so was another organization who fell out of favor with most of America. And you're going to wonder whose side these people are on.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.